Blog Talk Radio.
Excuse me, fellas. We getting busy. I got it for you today, like I have it every day. But I'm a little excited. Where am I at? I'm a little excited about this day because I got so much going. Let me see where I'm at. Okay, now, let's get to talking. You know, well, today, I was just listening to shit, the news and all this shit. Corona, my daughter got it, but not bad. She caught it in time, they said. She's gonna have to quarantine. I got to do everything for her for now, which is not a big deal. I ain't complaining about that. But you turn on the fucking news and that's all you hear. It's just corona, this, corona, that. Motherfuckers talking about they ain't taking it. And then, like my daughter, she was saying, she ain't taking it, blah, blah, blah. So I said, do you feel stupid now? She said, I sure do. Now, this is what they all are going to say in the end. After your motherfucking brother or your goddamn sister or mother or some close friend of yours die from this fucking shit. I'm just sick of the fucking newscasters, man. I'm sick of the newscasters with their bullshit. Continually talking about that goddamn corona and fucking ex-president Trump. I didn't vote for that motherfucker. And I'm over his shit. He ain't in office no more. I heard that motherfucker wanted to do something about the infrastructure when he was in office. And you know, I'm not a forecaster of weather or anything, but it was, I think it was winter time or getting close to winter time, and they was talking about Mississippi and how it would be affected. But then they was talking about the Mississippi River. Now I know you guys know heard of the Mississippi River, but do you know how many fucking states it flow through? I didn't. And I looked it up. 36. It flows through 36 states. Now, do you know how many large cities? Let's say that goddamn river overflows. Wherever it would. It's probably not going to all overflow at once, but wherever it does, do you know how many fucking major cities will be affected? 75. Now, if them stupid motherfucking politicians wanted to do something, knowing that the floods that we seen 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, is imminent, and this fucking president talking about being the only one that could do shit, and he come out doing infrastructure, this is good news. But the motherfucker didn't do it. Man, I'm just saying catastrophes. Catastrophes are just waiting to happen. And don't nobody care. All they care about is what this fucking asshole promised. But once the catastrophe happens, you see what he do? He go hide. Or he go somewhere and throw rolls of toilet paper at people. Man, I'm telling you. Shit, when something happens, that's when they want to do something about it. But when they can do something about it, they don't fucking want to. Now this new president, Biden, he ain't cool either to me. How can a motherfucker that won allow people to run around spreading all this goddamn information about he didn't win and this was cheating, that was cheating? How can you let motherfuckers take the money that you pay taxes for and run these charade fucking audits? Yeah, I'm telling you. This shit is fucked up. I'm just sick of this shit. Let me tell you something on a brighter note. I actually didn't think it would happen this soon, but I reached my 200th new alumni for this year last week. This is great news. Because at one time it would take me damn near 2 years to get 100, let alone reach that number. But that's the number that I projected for my yearly graduates. Now, shit, the course is highly successful, no matter what people like you might think, no matter what you might say. It's successful, and year after year, it gets the same compliments. So, I'm fired up. I mean, if you want some coaching from me now, it ain't gonna cost you no more, but you're gonna get a lot more than you're paying for, because I'm fired up, my shit. I'm damn near balling. So you really need to get at me if you want some coaching. And don't think that you'll get the same kind of coaching from any other motherfucker you ask for coaching. Because they ain't gonna interrogate your motherfucking ass and find out what the fuck is going on. They're not gonna do it like, not like me. Hey, hold on one second, you got some. God damn it.
I'm on the video, what? He keeps coming here and get the goddamn mic.
Be quiet. Alright, I'm sorry. My point, where was I? Oh, I be having bullet points, y'all, so when I get, you know, lost, I go back to it. But what I'm saying is, to be fired up, you want to do something. And I'm just saying, I'm offering coaching to you right now. I ain't really getting you no discount. But I'm saying you could get a lot more than you would normally get. Because it's just going to come out me naturally. I'm not saying I'm going to give you more than I normally do. I'm just saying my feelings and my thoughts and shit are going to be way different. So what I do is I'm going to listen to your shit. And then I'm going to detail the plan for you. Then when I fucking detail the plan, what's going to happen, since I'm fired up, I'm going to get all kinds of details of the detail. And when I get like that, oh man, a plethora of gay will come out. And I keep telling you, you know, women want their minds fucked first. I keep telling you that. Hey, 263, I'll call you, come on and get off. What's up with you, man? Come back on it. Could be a little scary. I'm telling you, women want to be mentally fucked. And, you know, I made a dope ass tool a little while back trying to explain to this. It came from me trying to explain you know, he just didn't feel like he was getting the response from the women he was catching like he should, and all kind of different little issues. But the eyeballed it down to, man, you just getting some pussy, man. You're not getting the bitch mind. You know, and man, how you do that, blah, blah, blah. So we get to talking, and I get to jotting shit down as I'm talking to him. And after I got through talking to him, and I don't know, a day or so later, I thought about that shit, and I made a tool out of it. Dope-ass tool, too. And this tool is for you motherfuckers who really want to know how to control a fucking woman's mind without the force that's usually needed to be controlled. Control, the best control is the control that you don't have to exert. They control themselves. They know what you want. From your being strict, if that's the case, steadily teaching, steadily emphasizing how you like your life, catching everything that's not like you like it, speaking on it. I mean, all this shit is in this tool. But I can't help, you know, but release shit. I can't help it when I think of it. And then especially if I do it, I'll let shit go as I think you can handle it. And when we on that 101, I get a personal look at you. And I get something special for you. So get at me on the coaching tip. I'm being real right now. I forgot how much it is, but I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, go to my site, AskRosewood.com, and check it out. Because I'm really, really, really down with it. $65, you can buy the tool. You can buy that motherfucking tool. But coaching, depending on what you want, is different prices. So, do you motherfuckers realize what the fuck I'm embarking on? Shit. See, I'm a motherfucker approaching the twilight of my life. And I should be set. Well, with a bitch at least. So let me get a bitch. I got one. But I'm going to work my ass off to move out of this position of limited success. I've been having limited success, you know, for a long time. But that's because I don't want the big house. I don't want the new car. I don't, you know, want all that motherfucking shit. But lately I realized that I've been running from that shit. You know, I don't want it. Look, I mean, who don't want to look cool? Who don't want to do whatever you want to do in style? So, I'm finna start making moves, visible moves, to put myself on a pedestal. This shit is exciting in reality because I passed on many bitches. You know, it ain't that I don't want them, but I just know I'm going to be, you know, missing bitches like a motherfucker, being as distracted as I'm going to be. So I get to thinking on them bitches I passed on. Fuck them if that's the case. But maybe a nigga shouldn't have passed on them because a lot of them was liking them. That's neither here nor there, really. Because I'm going to keep shooting anyway. That's me. I'm just telling you, things happening. As I think of this happiness this great joy that I'm going to be experiencing, it brings me back to when I turned out. You just don't know how it feels to go in a furniture store and you going in there looking for a couch. And you know how they have designs set up. The couch, the coffee table, the little bro rug, you know, the pillows, the lamps, whatever the fuck. I'm telling you, I did this several times. But you go in there and you look at the motherfucking furniture. You're looking for a couch. But then you notice how fly this whole little setup is. And you buy the whole thing, all of it. Hey, give me that. Which piece, sir? All that motherfucking shit. Give me that shit. When can you deliver it? And add me an extra piece on that goddamn playpen. Man, that's the life. That's the life. It is the life. But what I brought that up for, you see, man, I get the trip. I get to trip and I start thinking about that shit and it's gonna go off, but I'm gonna get back to that. I'm gonna get back to what my official capacity is supposed to have. I'm a motherfucker. I'm a single man. Wow. So why shouldn't I be living it up? You know, I ain't felt this way, I'm telling you, in many, 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 many motherfucking years. Because I've been trying to low-key keep this shit out of my system. But, you know, after you do some shit and become accustomed to what you're doing, you're not subject to the same shit. So I've been doing this shit 15 years. I think that, you know, I was making that kind of money when I first started doing shit, left the game, blah, blah, blah. So I didn't want to have that kind of shit because it was just going to draw me back to the game. So I just wanted to dress down like I'd be dressing. But 15 years, you know, I didn't work my way up the ranks, income, goddamn it. I'm supposed to be wanting to be fly now because I'm a fly motherfucker anyway. I can't hide it. I may as well package it a little different. So, what I'm saying, when things, you know, happen that's unexpected, because believe me, I did not expect to ever want to think about this kind of shit I've been thinking about lately. Again, I did not ever want to do it. But the only thing that, you know, when shit happened unexpected, the only thing you have is your motherfucking principles to rely on. That's all you got. You didn't expect this shit. I'm just saying. You got to learn how to be flexible. You got to learn how to actually be rigid, but be flexible. I know it's very difficult to understand, hard to comprehend. But I told you plenty of videos ago, we live in an oxymoron world. So you best believe you can be rigid and also flexible at the same motherfucking time. I know because I do it. I rely on my fucking principles. Do you see where I'm at? Not my place. I'm talking about mentally. I have principles to a fault. And although I'm a terribly disappointed brother at this motherfucking point, reflecting out why I've been feeling disappointed. And it's because I haven't been satisfying myself. In matter of fact, that's probably what I've been doing. I've been satisfied with my motherfucking self. And I just wasn't doing shit. Man, I ain't finna spend all my dough, but I'm sure finna spend some money and do some showers. Man, you see my closet. I got, well, not this. But I'm saying, I got hella clothes. I don't even wear that shit. I got hella pairs of shoes. I got like 17 pair right there. I don't wear that shit because I ain't trying to feel like that. Now I'm realizing, bud, you could wear that shit because you are like that, period. And I just think it's the right thing to do. It's what I want to do. Shit. I kick it to you all the time. I tell you. I never in a million years would have thought this would be the case with me. But shit, it is what it is, and I am who I am. You know, I keep telling you to accept who you are. Well, motherfucking bud, you better start accepting who you are. So maybe I didn't really need to make this video. I might not have needed to make it public. I must have wanted to say this shit because I'm not really telling you much, but what I am telling you is serious. The only motherfucking thing I can do is plant seeds. And then I'll wait for my beautiful garden to grow. See, what I mean is like that cat that was having that problem about fucking and all that shit. You know, that tool for mental sex is the motherfucker. You know, if you use the techniques, if you fucking use the things that I tell you to use the way you hear them say it, you'll come up. And you won't, if that's the case, some niggas like to get the most out of fucking a bitch, you know, going on the squirt all on all this old shit. You might not get all that action. But you'll need a mop to clean up wherever the fuck you at with that bitch. You know why? Because mentally, if you get them into you mentally, I mean, even if you can fuck good, if you get them into you mentally, they're already ready to come. But if you can get them into you mentally, then have the skills to bust that pussy out right, and at the same time, know what to whisper in that bitch's ear, oh, man. It seems, you know, you don't even know what a bitch will do. The reason I ain't dead and six of my hoes is because six of them motherfuckers dove in front of me to take a bullet. Okay, I'm talking a little shit. I told you I'm feeling it. Listen, my thing, I'm telling you, my thing. You just have to believe. You do. You gotta motherfucking believe in yourself. If you do, and you do what I tell you, you're going to catch. And you're going to be using the methods of confidence. That's all you're going to be using. You ain't going to have the slickest shit to say. You might. I don't know what you got to say, but I'm saying you don't have to have the slickest shit to say. You know, people who've been a fan of mine for quite some time. And they have the confidence course, and they've gained confidence for some time. I guess because I tell them this, but sometimes it takes them 2 years before they start buying them tools. But let me tell you something. When they get the goddamn tools, when they get hip to them damn tools, they buy them all. I got 66 of them. Let me tell you, the first one, well, not the first one, but a lot of the first ones they buy is tool number 6, the mentality of what we do. Period. It ain't about women. It's about the psychology used in doing the things that we do. Now, what I'm saying is you don't have to think what I'm telling you is necessary. But you all listening to me because you think I had a gang of bitches. So you add 2 and 2, bro. I'm going to just tell you about the shit. You got to realize how important it is to, you got to have some kind of idea of what you want to transpire in each conversation you have with a woman. Not only do you have to have some sort of idea, you got to know how you're going to get it to happen. I know. Man, I do all that shit on the fly. I know. That's why you miss so many bitches. I always tell you motherfuckers, what I do is not for the money. Although, you know, I'm doing it all, whatever I do, for one of them motherfuckers to blow up and make me rich. Which it looked like my school was going to do. God damn, man, what my computer doing? Which it looked like my motherfucking school was going to do. But I'm going to be real. Might sound like some bullshit, but it's not. I ain't really in this for the money. But, you know, anything I do should benefit me financially. I mean, you got to understand that. I got to look out for myself. I got to live. But when I finished tallying this month's receipts, well, not this month, it was last month's receipts, but the receipts for this month, I mean, I'm just kind of amazed. I can't really put my finger on one thing that's hot. You know, my books is my audio book, 12 hours of here though, it's selling good. Ain't selling like it should be selling, but it's selling good. My tools are selling. People buying a lot of tools. But my course is gone. I mean, I don't know which one of the motherfuckers is gone. But what I'm saying is this: I'm in a position to start showing out to myself. Not like I used to, because I doubt if I start being in the streets. I just ain't gonna be, I didn't have my car 15 years. I got a 99 Caddy. I bought it when it was 2 years old. And it was the last car I bought, except for the shit I'd be buying my daughter. I bought her 3 cars. But what I'm saying is I'm finna make that move. God damn it. It is a trip. Now, my male confidence course with the school and shit was responsible for 85% of last month's motherfucking receipts. That's why I don't rest on my laurels. I don't think I've done something and just stopped doing shit. If I did, I wouldn't have, you know, all the other shit that I got. I got a lot of things in my life that can possibly blow up at any moment. And when one of them get any kind of action, all the rest will. And I'm comfortable thinking this way. I'm comfortable as fuck. Well, I take that back. I was comfortable as fuck being low-key. I would imagine that the exposure of these videos was enough for me. But it really isn't. I got many other things waiting in the wings for me. And what I'm saying is I need to get my footing set. 909, what's going on with you, baby? I saw you just pop up. I was wondering, was anybody going to call me? What's up?
Oh, good morning, Rosewood. How are you?
I'm fine, brother. How about you?
I'm good, thank you. I just wanted to call and ask him. Well, can I ask a question about your past business?
Bro, come on, speak up and yeah, you could ask.
Why back then, why did you only, like, I think this was more than preference, but why did you only pimp on white hoes?
Because it's a white world. They got it easier. Let me tell you something. Them white bitches be out there on the track, and them black bitches and Mexican bitches be out there on the track. The police say they going to go crazy today. They going to tell the white girls, y'all better get off the motherfucking street because we picking those up at 2 o'clock. And they let them bitches disappear for 30 minutes, and they swoop all the other motherfucking bitches up, take them to jail, give them cages. Then the white girls come back out. Shit, what the fuck? I'm pimping smarter, not harder. Yeah. Nah, what else you want to know, bro? All
right. Well, thanks for clarifying that. And second question I wanted to ask was, why do you say it's disrespect when a woman calls you pet names?
Why do I say what?
It's disrespectful when a girl calls you pet names.
Because, it's a pet name that I can tell she made up explicitly for me because I heard her make it up. Fine. I might would deal with that, but calling me Poppy or whatever the fuck, you call every other motherfucker that shit, bitch. I don't want to be called some goddamn shit that you call another motherfucker. Call me Rosebud. They might say, well, okay, Rose, that's a pet name. I've been called Rose a lot by bitches. Some of them call me Bud. Most of them call me Rosebud. But shit, you asking some weird questions, although they make sense, don't get me wrong. But what's weird about them is, I mean, what's important about that enough for you to want to know? I mean, seems like if I didn't like what a bitch would call me a pet name, it would be some cause of whatever personal to me. It ain't going to help you, will it?
Oh, well, look, I asked a second question because, you know, that I just need some more clarification.
Wait, let me tell you something. You sound so goddamn scary, it is pathetic. What is wrong with you? Why are you sounding like that? Because you are scary. You are scary, and you need to stop that shit, bro. Hold on. 216, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, yeah, I just got a quick question for you. What year did, like, the pimping charges get a lot harsher where it turned to human trafficking? And then why, if you don't mind elaborating on that real quick, please?
Well, check this out, young lady. How you doing? Listen,
I'm doing
I got right. Hella shit to say about that. Listen, you ain't going to believe it. But how did it... what was the first part of it? How did it become so hard until it turned into human trafficking? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, basically, like, what year was that about?
I don't know what year it was, but the reason they did this shit was because... Hey, mute your phone. the reason they did that shit is because they couldn't catch pimps. They couldn't catch pimps for pimping. They was catching all kind of niggas and they was getting away. So they broadened it. Now, they did have Russians, Germans, Japs, all them motherfuckers that they call pimps. But them motherfuckers, put bitches in trucks and ship them across the country and they die in a truck. That's trafficking.
Right.
So them motherfuckers, the police, they decided to be able to catch pimps, label it all as trafficking. So they got so many technicalities to catch a pimp with some trafficking that you don't even see pimps get pimping cases no more. They get trafficking cases.
Right. Almost something
but
like
they,
a reason.
But they ain't trafficking. Pimp ain't taking no bitch nowhere. Pimp ain't tying her up to no bed, shooting no heroin in her, making her fuck motherfuckers, whatever the fuck they be doing. You know, that's
right.
Trafficking. Pimping is something totally different. But, of course, motherfuckers going to try to act like it's the same. Did I answer your question?
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate you. I appreciate all your videos you do, and I'll stay listening.
All right, that's the best. Now,
all
909.
Right,
all right, you too. 909.
All right,
I want to know why you sound so goddamn scary. And you can't tell me you ain't scary. So what's up?
You know what? I'm gonna tell you, yes, I am confident. You know, I can accept that, and I'm really working on it. That's why I called you. Honestly, it is scary talking to you, but I'm at least tackling it.
Wait,
actually.
Stop! What the fuck you mean is scary talking to me? I'm not Chucky! That brother said it is scary talking to you.
Man.
That was funny, man. That was funny. But... listen, man, come out of that shit. You ain't got to be like that. People hear that shit and abuse anything they can in you, bro.
I know. I'm really working on that. Like, I was taught, in order to be more confident, you got to take action, and that's really what I'm trying to do. I could have just veered off and not called you, but, like, I called in, and I'm really trying, man.
Yeah, but listen, man, listen. You called in. What's so brave about that? Talking after you call in is what's brave. That's why you sounded like a punk. You didn't do the whole thing. You didn't take action. You did half of it. One half of it is picking up the goddamn phone and calling, and the other half is asserting your goddamn ass. Bro, you need Sidewalk University. That's what you need. You need a surefire way to discover your confidence. And just like I'm reading you right now, don't know shit about you, just can tell what I'm telling you from your voice. What the fuck do you think I can teach your motherfucking ass? I don't teach shit in these videos. I talk shit in these videos. I teach at Sidewalk University. And if you want to learn that shit, get with me, I suggest. You feel me, bro? So, you guys listen. Yeah, I talk shit, but I'm real. What I'm saying is I'm just thankful that I ain't afraid to invest in myself. I am not afraid to invest in them goddamn far-fetched dreams that I be having. 216, what's up with you? What's up?
Hey, the last caller, man, he probably scared to talk to you, man, because he heard you chop my head off the other day, man.
I see you coming back. You coming back, so you got nuts. So shit, fuck the motherfuckers that ain't got no nuts.
right. Yeah, I just called in.
Go ahead.
What's up?
No, go ahead.
No, I just called in to say I like the way you handle that female caller. You know what I'm saying? Just the way you handle that whole situation, not even thinking about it, a lot of niggas can learn lessons. Like, first, It wasn't no nervousness, no nothing. You were like, hey, baby. And then you just went into her like she was a regular caller. A lot of niggas would be doting over the bitch and, you know what I'm saying, trying to do this and that. You got off the phone like it wasn't nothing. Like, okay, baby, be cool. And got right back to the other nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was real fly, you know?
Hey, bro, don't you know who you fucking with? I told you. It don't take me but a nanosecond to think, man.
Hey, you know I know, man.
Went to Mars and back by the time the motherfucker thinking that he want to get up off the bed.
I love
That's how fast the nigga roll, brother. But I appreciate you noticing that because the average motherfucker let that shit pass him.
Yes,
they just think, they just think it's fun, man. He had a little clue. Nah, man, it was some things that was done that you noticed. So, you know, whatever. Whatever I did chopping your head off, I know it ain't you, so that's that. We cool. Hit me anytime.
Yeah, man. For sure.
All right. Hey, 646, what's up with you?
Good, Rosebud. It's Flyways, man. Yo.
Fly with that, man.
Hey, cook with you. Cooling, man, listening, you know, caught you live this time. Man, what you talking about is resonating, man, about realizing, you know, that, you know, there's something in you that's burning, per se, I'm going to use my words, that's burning, and maybe you suppressed it or whatever, and you realize that, you know, that's just not the thing to do, and you not even being yourself by, you know, suppressing it. So that resonated, because that happened to me, you know, a couple of times. And I played myself not listening to it, you know, a couple times. And then, you know, there came a point where I just said, fuck this, you know, I'm running with it. And I never looked back. But
the thing about me is I don't want to be in the streets. But that don't mean I can't be me. I thought it meant I couldn't be that me. But all it means is I can't want to go pimping. That's all it means. Everything else is really the same. I do everything the same. I just ain't trying to pimp on no bitch. At one time, that shit bothered me that I wasn't trying to pimp on a bitch. And I kind of think that helped me want to suppress the fly that's in me. But what I'm saying is I've been a big old square for some years now, man. And I know how to fuck with a bitch without wanting to pimp on her. So, you know, I had to learn that because I never, once I was out of my teens, I never fucked with a broad that I was just getting pussy from. And I wasn't even a pimp then. I just had some brothers, you know, that thought they was fly, but they wasn't pimps, and they would tell me what to do and what to say and all that shit. But when I started pimping, I just realized so much about me that I wanted to do because I had the freedom to do it. But then I wanted to be a square. Not wanted to be, I just got square. And I started suppressing all that shit that was in me until, I don't know, recently. You know what? It's when them motherfucking IRS fucked with me and took my money out the bank, and it changed me. Because I was trying to be a square. You know, nigga never had no money in the bank. Motherfucker, they didn't take all of it. They took some of it, told me they could have took it all. But I took the shit out the bank. And I started keeping it with me. And I think that, seeing that goddamn money, you know, controlling how I spend it, not needing it to be in the bank, because I'm thinking the bank is what's controlling my money because I can't get it all the time. But no, none of that. The money, I think that's what it was, man. Bro, you got to hit me, man. You made me discover stuff. Hit my email, afrosebud@gmail.com. I got them two audio books for you, man. Hey, but listen,
that's
I'm serious,
man. I'm a reader, so I'm appreciate that.
No, you ain't no reader. You're going to listen to it because they're audio books. Hey,
well,
listen,
right.
What I'm really saying is that I think looking at that money, which I didn't do every day, but I'm talking about when I did because I was adding to it or whatever. You know, I count this shit and I just would be feeling fly as fuck. I'm telling you, that's what it was that brought it back. I didn't even science on it. until I'm talking to you right now. Just count, because I got nothing but hundreds. Got way more than, the motherfuckers, you know, when you stacking them, you know, in a thousand here, and you get to looking at that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Man, that's what it was. I changed because I was able to look at that money. That's the only thing that's different. I had the money all the time, but it was in the bank. Fucking IRS did. Mm. And them motherfuckers woke me up. So I better file my shit, because I wasn't filing shit. Fuck them motherfuckers. But I filed, you know, in Optima Tax, tagging my ass for 15 racks. But I don't give a fuck, because let me tell you what Bud did. You know, PayPal loved me. I make so much money for them. I did. You know, I could have PayPal's daughter. But what I'm saying is, I said, man, you guys, I've been fucking with you a long time. You keep asking me, do I want to borrow some money? I need 15 racks. Before I could hang the phone up, that shit was in my account. I ain't bullshitting. And what I'm saying, while I'm talking to him, I get the email. And I look at my shit, and it's there. And I never touched it. And what I'm saying is, I'm paying Optima Tax that money, and they getting paid out of the sales I make from, fucking with them, PayPal. And I never have to pull a dime out of my pocket or my bank account. Come on, that's handling shit, bro. And I'm saying, I'm an unemployed motherfucking old-ass nigga. Yeah, ex-pimp-ass motherfucker. And them motherfuckers just, they love me, guys. Who gonna rush me 15 grand?
PayPal gave you that? I missed that.
PayPal didn't pay me shit. They loaned it to me.
Damn.
I'm being real.
Okay.
They call it working capital. They say, do you need any working capital? They send you little emails or little notices or something up here. And I click that shit off because I ain't getting in debt. But I have, I borrowed money from them before, but that was a long time ago. And when they first started it, I got $1,000 from them. And I just wanted to see if they was real, and they was. That was about, some years ago. But what I'm saying, they gave me the 15 like it wasn't shit. And I told them, thank you. Man, I'm a nigga out streets, man. I just can't do that. I can't even go buy a car. I mean, I can buy one cash, or I can put enough money down where they'll trust me. But I'm talking about gold and just, you know, walk up to a motherfucker and give them your shit. They'll say, oh, no, you ain't good enough. So I don't buy shit on credit. That's me. I'll never buy shit on credit. So this is the way I roll.
Let me take another question.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm rambling. Go ahead.
Nah, man, because I'm listening. I soak it up, man. Trust me. But I'm going to hit you definitely for that. But you made me think of another question, because it happened to me twice. Like, when I just, you know, because like you say, I say this too. I'm a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But it happened. I just lost myself like twice, man. And I just wonder, you made me think of a question. Like, I don't think I'm ever lose myself again. Or like, you know, but what do you think makes you want to go to the quote unquote square world when you done been on a plane, you know, just higher than everybody else, no matter what it is you're doing, whether it's music, pimping, sports, whatever.
Listen, bro. I say I'm a square, but I'm not a square like that. I'm a square because I ain't doing nothing slick for my money. But about being Bud, every motherfucker that run into me running into the same nigga that have hoes. I just don't do that no more. That's what square means to a motherfucking real player. you know, a square does not mean otherwise. A real motherfucker ain't finna just have one brawl. He ain't finna just do all the things squareheads do. He ain't gonna wait for the weekend to go buy beers at the pub or whatever the fuck, you know. A real motherfucker that ain't pimping hoes, if he wanna hang out, he hanging out all week. He don't even know what day it is. He ain't really tripping on the time. He ain't gotta be nowhere because he's a square now because he's coming home to the computer and he gonna get his money. That's all that means. You didn't know that, did you?
No doubt. Not really, not like that, no.
I'm just saying.
Not really like that.
I'm saying this is why the game is fucked up. Everybody takes shit and make it, not you, but everybody takes shit and make it what they want it to mean for the conversation that you have. Because motherfuckers would say that. Huh?
Female that I deal with that exact same word, exact same phrase the other day. I said, you can't take my words and make them mean what you want them to mean. You got to take them for what they mean. So that resonates, though.
Hey, I'm just saying, bro. You'd be surprised at how many motherfuckers wouldn't even take that step with a brawl. They be tripped. Make sure you hit me. Put your area code. Wait. Put your area code in the last four digits of your phone number in there so I'll know it's really you.
I got you. No doubt. All right. Pleasure, man.
You know, it'd be cool. Hey, you guys. See, when I'm talking about coaching, this what you're going to get while I'm feeling like this. Because I ain't going to be no some sullen motherfucking professor like I always am. You know, I'd be like Dragnet, just the facts, ma'am. I mean, excuse me, just the facts, sir. no interaction. I don't want to talk. Just the facts. No. You see, I'm running my motherfucking mouth. Can't help it. See, what I'm saying is I ain't here investing myself. Whatever that investment is, money, time, whatever it is, because I have far-fetched dreams. I don't have normal dreams or aspirations. And I don't have normal ideologies. Mine is straight lace with no chase, straight Mac with no back. I'm just saying, man. And when a motherfucker say, pimp, they say to me, they recognize you have pride in, well, I have pride in my priorities. That's what pimp means to me, since I ain't sending hoes. Because pimp used to mean properly inspiring and mastering prostitutes. But it don't mean that for me no more. It means I'm very proud in my principles that I live by. I'm woke. Shit. I can't help it. However you describe it is me. That's what I'm talking about. I'm one motherfucker that ain't afraid to speak what I think. I ain't afraid to predict what the fuck I'm going to be doing in the future. My confidence ain't based on anything more than believing that I'm going to win. That's all my confidence is based on. I must be getting old. I just thought of this because I be talking to these young brothers. And all they can talk about is how they being profiled. You know, it's not all, but a lot of the conversation is about profiling. And you know, they be, you know, hooding it up and all this other shit. Well, you know, if you used masses, that would be a dead giveaway at one time. But not everybody got on masses. So these motherfucking police still the police. But what I'm saying is, I know they telling the truth, the brothers, but what I don't understand is why do they still insist that they can do as they please? I mean, in reality, you can. But if you could do as you please, you wouldn't be getting murdered. If you could do what the fuck you wanted to do, as long as you're not hurting or doing something illegal, if you could do that, then why do the police get a fucking way with killing you, murdering you? There's no legal answer to that. There's nothing for you to say that I can agree with or I can say for you to agree with, except you can't do what you fucking please. You better do what you're supposed to do. Shit. The fact is, the police can murder you and claim 1,000 things. Man, think about it. All they got to do is say he looked like, or I saw a metal object. Come on, man. All he need to do is say some bullshit, some pure shit that we all know is shit because now we seeing the shit on camera. Then they still getting away, killing niggas, killing Mexicans. Man, the thing is, every time it happened, we didn't lost another person to some racism that we have nothing, we cannot control it. Them motherfuckers is smiling in your face, and what you gonna do, just say you a racist behind that smile. And that motherfucker smile is saying, you fucking black ass motherfucking nigga, wish I could kill you right now. That's all they doing. And when you go understand that's what it is. The thing is, we lose a person, black, white, Mexican, or whoever it is, when the police do that shit, but they do it mostly to us. Someone is dead, and the police just keep on rolling. Let me ask you something, bro. If you saw 10 young brothers standing on the corner, how many of them would you think had pistols? Well, unless you can say none, which you can't, how do you expect a motherfucker who wants to kill you, how do you expect that motherfucker to approach those same 10 dudes? You don't know which one of them got shit, but you gonna grab your nuts and walk on by. Hey, what's up? Somebody speak, they do. Somebody don't, they, you know, whatever. You ain't gonna stop and look at them and then approach them cautiously with your hand on your fucking gun like the police do. Just saying. My thing is this, you guys gotta understand, the fucked up thing about what I'm talking about is when those 10 brothers, you know, see the popo, you know, they go stash their weapon. You know, they ain't holding that shit on them. It might already be stashed. So what I'm saying is, they ain't got the fucking pistol so they could, you know, fire on the motherfucker that's been to try to kill him that's walking up to him. They ain't got those pistols because as soon as this motherfucker grab him and start telling him about some shit he ain't done, you know, he protecting. They ain't got him for that. So it just makes me wonder if they don't have a pistol for the motherfucker who's killing them. Who the fuck do you have a goddamn pistol for? There is the real problem. Because you motherfuckers have those pistols for your own goddamn people. You're standing out there waiting for an opportunity to kill another SA, you know, or another innocent bystander. 562, what's up with you?
Hello.
What's up, 562? Speak up.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Speak up. Come on.
Oh, I was going to answer your question. And you said about if there was 10 brothers on a corner?
Yeah.
I would ask you, where's that corner at? Because that's how I would depend my answer on if I think any of them had a gun or not.
Okay, that's you, man. That's what you would do. But the fact is, on any fucking corner where 10 motherfuckers is standing, I don't care where it is. One of them motherfuckers packed to take some young motherfuckers. To take downtown somewhere they got some kind of goddamn shit on them. You can't tell me they don't. So what's your point? And I'm not saying, hey, wait, I'm not saying you wrong either. You know, that could be, you could be absolutely right as far as what you're saying. If your motherfuckers, 10 motherfuckers standing on the corner in front of a movie theater, you ain't really tripping. So if they standing on a corner in front of a grocery store, you know, I mean, not a grocery store, but some sort of business or business area, you ain't gonna really be tripping. But in the hood, on the corner, you know, with one of the street lights shot out, you know, so it ain't so bright. But you don't want both of them shot out because it's going to be dark. So, you know, yeah. You might wonder who's going to have what. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, my point I was going to say was that the way that I would judge them based on what corner it's at, the way that the police will judge them, it don't matter what fucking corner they're on. They're going to treat them the same way and think that they fucking got a gun no matter what.
Well, in reality, I wasn't really asking that question. I was making a scenario because that's what I was talking about, the motherfucker who they ain't got the gun for the motherfucker that's going to walk up on them like they got a gun anyway, walk up on them planning to kill you. That's what the police going to do. The police walking up on you looking for a reason to do harm to you. So that was my point.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. We agree, bro. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, we agree.
But,
we agree. We just seen shit differently. That's how it is.
Yeah.
All right. That was cool, man.
But I wanted to just...
Oh, wait. I cut you off. Dude, you faded out. I can't hear you. Bro, I can't fucking hear you.
Hello.
Yeah, I got you now. Go ahead.
Oh, my bad. Oh, but so I had heard you mention Trump and Melania before. But so I just wanted to ask you if you knew what fucking if you knew what visa she was in America on.
Do I know what?
Do you know how Melania Trump became an American citizen?
Not.
Trump's wife.
No, not really. But some kind of goddamn shit Trump did.
Oh, she got a fucking visa called the Albert Einstein visa. It's for fucking geniuses and shit from other countries. And she got that shit because she's a model. They said supposedly she fucking meets the fucking standards. Like, the people who are supposed to get that is like Nobel Prize winners or Albert Einstein. That's how he came to America. They named that shit after him. But she got a fucking visa like that as a fucking model.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't study that motherfucker like that. But it's cool to know. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, no.
Hey, check this out, you guys. I'm not this brother that was just talking, but I'm saying I'm really sick of the shit that I am talking about, or how fucked up it is. You know, what we really need to do, we really need to clean up the way we think about each other. I'm serious. I mean, you can have your enemies and all that shit, but I'm just saying, we can't stop the fucking slaughtering that the police is doing by screaming what's right, screaming what rights you have and all that goddamn shit. The motherfucker knew you had that right when he shot your goddamn ass. Shit. Children. Man, I'm telling you, if we really came together like the goddamn Black Panthers came together back in the day, because the Black Panthers went around the schools, just, I mean, they did all kind of goddamn shit to teach the youth how not to get killed by the police, period. Because they're going to kill you because of how you look or how you dress or what you say. The Panthers warned us all, especially young dudes that wanted to wear black leather coats. The Panthers told us, motherfucker, you not a Panther. I ain't telling you what to wear. But don't forget that the police don't give a fuck if you a Panther or not. All they see is the black leather coat and the tan. The Panthers used to tell us, don't be wearing that shit. They will shoot to kill just because you look like one. I'm saying if we went around and taught kids and young drivers and all the kids that just be playing around doing shit, you know, how to get pulled over, what not to say, what not to think, who gives a fuck what time it is for real? I mean, man, I know I got the freedom to do what the fuck I want to do. But they got the freedom to shoot my black ass because it's something they think. And I ain't even got no gun. But they got the law on their side. So who got the upper hand? 2 and 2 is 4. You want to be here tomorrow with no problems. Shit. Them motherfuckers taught us how to get pulled over. They taught us how to drive off. We need to teach a 2021 version of that shit. Because we can't change the way these kids dress. We can't change, I mean, we can't change shit. But we can inform them. We can inform these motherfuckers what they need to do to protect themselves. I mean, not with weapons. But, you know, some information on what to do when faced with the police. Even kids. You know, kids, I mean, they got it kind of easy because they could cream, oh, the police, ah, ah, ah. You know, the police ain't no really children unless they're really an asshole. But, you know, anytime after 12, you got to start thinking about the kids. Because there's been some 12-year-olds that shot the police. What I'm saying is, let's go on to another subject is what I'm saying. Because I just finished something that I actually thought I wasn't going to have the time to do. And it's really intricate. Or it's an intricate part of my next project. And I was lagging on my part because I just didn't think I had the time to invest. But I keep telling you, if you push yourself, something's going to come. If you got a lot of projects and you didn't put them to the side, when the right time comes, something, one of those projects is going to land the bottom. It's going to push itself up to the top. And then you're going to start thinking about it, and the next thing you know, you're going to be fucking with it. And that's what happened. I had all my obligations to fulfill, and I still was able to finish in time for it to be beneficial for me, you know, for my overall plan. So I'm only saying kudos to me for my tenacity. And when you do it, kudos to you for yours. But I'm giving you yours early. I can't, you know, be there when you actually do what you say you're going to do. That's why I got to trust that you're going to do it. You don't see what I did. And I'm certainly not telling you because it's a invention type thing. So I don't want to give anything away. But what I'm saying is you don't have to believe I did it. Just like I ain't got to believe you. Who's lying to who? What I'm saying is, shit, is it me? Or is it deteriorating before my eyes? No, not the game. I ain't talking about the game. I'm talking about parenting. I mean, motherfuckers, these same young dudes, I mean, they're there, but they're not there. They make terrible dads. I mean, no goals. These dudes be talking about the mothers because I guess the mothers be wanting to go clubbing instead of mothering, which is true. You supposed to, you know, you had the baby. You supposed to motherfucking be there and take care of, but the dude's supposed to be there to assist. In my day, the women, you know, waited at least till the kid was like damn near walking before they really started, you know, to want the club again. But I mean, times have changed, so I don't know what they, you know, do before they show their true colors. But the dudes be claiming that kids are not the kids. They be claiming kids. They be claiming that that's my kid. And I got a this and I got a that. But they admit that they're not responsible. Okay. I just don't know what the fuck is going on with this. Some of these cats are so phony with the way they be talking. You damn near don't even want 562. Is that another question you got, or did I just trip and see that? You got another question?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on what you were saying right now, just because I think I know why the young fucking guys are being the way they are. Because like one of your last callers right now, he had said he was asking about being a square. And how something about like it was probably a call or two after the lady. But so
I know what you're talking about.
Exactly what he was saying.
I know it's just the one you're talking about. He was asking how did I adjust to being a square.
Yeah, like the thing that he doesn't like, or I don't want to say him specifically because he might know this, but the thing that you were doing, you're not just being a square and now when you're with like your homie Tay or whatever. Like, oh, now I'm just going to be a square, but when I'm with a female, I'm going to be fucking this. Or if I'm with my fucking, if I'm at my house, I'm going to be like this. Like, when you say you're a rosebud, in every fucking situation, no matter who you were with. So the younger fucking guys, they want to act like they're something when they're with certain type of people. But that's why their shit don't fucking add up or line up, because they're being hypocrites. Like the caller was saying something about about telling the girl something or like something like that, something like telling the girl. So like, if he's okay with telling the girl that, what if the girl wanted to ask him about that question or wanted to ask him about what he had told her in front of his mom, would he be like, no, don't say it right now, or would he say, yeah, if you want to ask the question right now, you can ask it, because I'm gonna be the same person that I am at all times.
You know what? If that did happen, because it has happened, you know what I say? Don't ask no questions that you don't want the truth to. You know, if you want me to, you know, like soften it up or something, don't ask it, because that ain't me. You got to let them know that. You just got to let them know, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, man.
Oh, well, if I can ask one quick question real quick?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah,
oh,
go ahead.
Ask you about, like, the fucking transition you said you made. So from when you were in the game, and then when you left the game and you were fucking with females, like, the way that you got it to females, I don't know how big of a change, like, the your arsenal was, but I just wanted to ask about that, basically, like, how big of a change it was, or if there was any change, or what was it that made you see how to, like, change it, or
needed to change? Bro, listen, there was a change, yeah. You gotta, I'm the same person, but I can't have the same intentions. I'm the same person with the same conversation, but I can't use certain words the way I was using them. So, yeah, that shit, you know, it ain't no big bang, though. It ain't shit. But it is something mentally, or it was something mentally, for me to be talking to a broad and not wanting nothing from her. You know, I didn't even talk to women unless I was trying to catch them and flip them. Bitch, I ain't got time to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I just be talking to people. I don't, you know, brawls, you know, man. But, you know, that's just what I do now, you know, so it ain't no big thing. I'm used to it. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
All right. So, what I'm saying is the what's really going on is, like he's saying, you guys are so phony with the shit you be talking that you've actually overlooked the path that's already set for you to learn the game. It's already set, but you're faking so hard and acting like you don't need it. I know none of you would risk being exposed as the face you are by sitting at a table with real motherfuckers talking about life. I bet that. I bet it. You all know if the shit you think was exposed, you would be ridiculed. And you'd be ran off from that session, and your ass would want to kill the next motherfucker you see. Of course, your weak game would get roasted. And you would be a laughing stock for a motherfucker like me. But you want to know what? You would also get laced about what was fucking wrong with what you did. And if you can't take how the motherfucking shit is delivered, don't fuck with me. Ain't nobody going to kiss your punk ass because you being a punk. Man, we going to probably get a broomstick and stick it up your ass if you're that big of a punk. You know, we ain't doing no shit like that. I'm just talking shit. 513, what's up?
What's up, Preston?
I'm about to pull over. Speak up, man. I can't hear you.
All right, can you hear me now?
Barely, but yeah, what's up? Are you on speakers or something?
Yeah.
Man, get off the speakers, man.
I got you. Can you hear me now?
Yes, what's up?
Okay, so your question about, well, I wanted to call you and ask you this, but I probably think a personal consolation would probably do better. But to the fact of having children, I got 5 kids, and you know how, like, when you was talking about purpose, I realized that was my purpose, since that's all I really do now is work and do whatever I can for them. I take care of them. That's like, when you were talking about purpose, I learned that's my purpose now. But that's what I've been doing since I started having them. Like, I really stopped running the streets, stopped doing all everything. I just let
them. Bro, can you ask me the question? Are you there or what,
man?
I don't want to hear your history.
when you were saying, I think it was like a few days ago on purpose, you know, when you find your purpose, I was speaking on that part and how I learned how to find my purpose, listening and knowing, like, that's what you got to do. Like, when you, how will you find it?
Oh,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I kind of see what you're saying. If you asking, are you asking that or are you stating that?
I was stating it as in, yes, that's how purpose came about. Because when you started talking about children just a second ago, when you're talking about having a woman with it, like having children and stuff like that, that's how I figured out my purpose. And I remember you saying something about it a few days ago is what I was saying.
But what's your purpose? Be a dad?
Yeah. And, you know, because I got a lot of boys, you know, like making sure they're not hard-headed, crazy, none of that, running the streets, that, like, that's my purpose, that's my job, that's my duty. And to the, when the last person was talking and they was saying something about children and they grow, you know, not wanting to take care of them or do their part, they want to go out clubbing, that's your job to go get that child and make sure that they straight.
All right, man, well, I agree with that. But I do not agree that that's your purpose. It could be a part of your purpose, which is being a responsible motherfucker. And that's your purpose. So that covers anything that you, if that's the case, should do. So, I mean, I ain't disagreeing with you, but I'm just saying I don't believe it's your purpose. It's just you got way more than that as your purpose. But that is a good purpose if you want it to be. So you must gonna open up a boxing gym and teach them motherfuckers how to box or something, and, you know, be a place for young boys to come to, young boys and girls, and I mean, you know, something like that. Now that could be a purpose.
Yeah, that's a huge change there. I don't
want
to
be a purpose. You don't know how big that word you're using is. For something to be your purpose, it has to be a very big thing, a direction in your life that you're taking.
Yeah, well, I kind of must have misread the purpose part because in my mind, it's like, you know, that's really all you got to do now. That's your purpose. That's your job. That's your duty. That's your responsibility.
No, that's the main focus of your job. You know, so I ain't saying you're wrong. I just wouldn't, you know, state it like that. But raising them boys and your daughters, that's what it's about when you have them. Shit, my daughter was my purpose. I didn't let no mother, I don't mean my purpose, my main goal. I didn't let my mama or my sisters keep my daughter so I could go do whatever. No, I cook. I combed her hair. I bought her clothes and dressed her and all that shit. And what I'm saying is, I didn't feel shit negative about it. But it wasn't my purpose. My purpose was to get out, at that point, was to get out of that job I had. I was working and I hated working. I hated working. The only reason I was working because I had to raise my daughter. You know, I had her since she was 6 months old. So when she got 12 years old, I told her one day, girl, this job killing me. She said, Dad, quit. Because she thought that the job was really killing me. She said, quit. I said, girl, I can't quit that. I got to take care of you. And she said,
That's another question I wanted to ask you. When your baby girl was younger and she was like at that 2 year mark and she was around that age where she was, you know, when she would see a woman or, you know, a woman that you would be around, calling them parent, like, you know, calling her mother and stuff like that. How'd you get
that? No, that don't happen. That don't happen.
Never.
Never. I don't care if the bitch is a regular come by. My kid calling that bitch her first name. Period. That bitch can't even cook at my house. She can't even change my baby's diaper. I ain't bullshitting. That's how I was. Oh, I got it. And if the bitch started to sit your motherfucking ass down, I told you I got it. Shit, don't come in there trying to trim my plants or whatever, bitch. Bring your ass in there and sit down like my partner would, but you ain't my partner. Baby, I don't go for none of that shit. See, y'all do.
Last right question then.
What's your question?
So I'm in the, like, so I'm in the super room right now. I'm at the work trying to get these hours in. And I got a female watching my son right now. So I'm in the super room for that one.
No, you're not. Man, you're confused, bro. And you hearing what I'm
That's
saying
what I'm...
ass backwards.
Yeah.
I did not say you cannot take advantage of having a bitch that you know. But about because she doing this shit, having the little kid trying to ease up on her or think or call her anything mommy-like, nah, I wouldn't do that kind of goddamn shit. But I sure would have that bitch watch my kid.
Okay. Well, that's where it stays. I'm at trying to break up part of that.
Especially if it was for work.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you.
All right, 917, what's up?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hi, Rose, but I've conversed with you before, and I've taken your course, which I find quite beneficial. I'm not here like a tutor horn or anything like that, but I just want to say that your course really has opened my barometer up in a sense where not looking at it just to gain esteem for just women, but just overall in life, like entrepreneur, and I really like how you phrase things in different ways, in different vernaculars. And I just want to give a big up to you, and I don't want to waste too much of your time, but I do try to tune in when I can on and off, but it's definitely given me a scope as a 48-year-old man to really go for it and really not be afraid to either excel or be stagnant.
Hey, check this out, brother. It is what I say. This is not for catching bitches. This is for anything in your life that you need confidence for. And it helps, like you said, it widens your barometer. Now, you know exactly what that means to you, but what I'm saying is widening anything, perspective, anything coming from that is going to be based on, coming from that course is going to be based on where you coming from. That's what's beautiful about it.
Yes.
I appreciate you.
Agree.
I appreciate you, brother.
Stay up, man.
You know it.
All right.
Okay, you guys. So, like I'm saying, you got to be willing to accept being roasted. How you going to learn if you don't let the people that you respect charge your ass? You can't expect to just learn. You got to pay to learn. Excuse me. It ain't pay me $35 here, pay me $80 there. No, man, that ain't paying. Paying is suffering the consequences of seeking what you want. Period. There's consequences. If you want to sit your ass down here, you better have thick skin. Because if we don't talk about your goddamn clothes, we sure gonna talk about your hair or something. You don't be a nigga with no mustache. You no mustache having motherfucker. We was crazy. No mustache was punk shit. Sus. See, what I'm saying is if you let motherfuckers you respect charge you, not only are you going to gain their respect, you're going to learn what they know and what got them to where they at. That's a win-win situation for your ass. And all you got to do, our thing was to sit up and blow cocaine and drink alcohol. Now, smoke a whole bunch of weed. And now, when we'd be talking for hours. But what I'm saying is my charge, shit, I got to buy the blow a few times. I definitely got to buy the drinks. And, for however long we're going to be there, I ain't got to buy all of the drinks. So I'm saying I got to buy drinks like a motherfucker got to buy blow. and I already have some weed, so, you know, I already know that, and I'm going to be there a day, 12, 15 hours at least. So we know that. That's how we prepare. Now, if you're not willing to be judged by your peers, then you ain't gonna be shit. And you wasn't gonna be shit anyway. You tell me, how can you call yourself a motherfucker is when you bring home, let's say you call yourself a pimp, and you bring another hoe home to meet your hoe, and your hoe blow up, and you blow the new bitch. You tell me, why do most of you motherfuckers have only one girl anyway? Why? They don't even intend on having a crew. You tell me, if you think so much of yourself, why are you a rapper or a pimp or an entrepreneur? Why ain't you one thing? Listen, I'm asking y'all questions. You can call in and answer, but I know you won't. You tell me, if you really a motherfucker, why do you dress like a thug? Not only that, why do you act like you thugging? All right. I'm saying pimps dress like pimps because they pimping. Thugs dress like thugs because they thugging. Men dress as they please because they're men. Most of you guys got an identity crisis. You have an identity crisis going on in your life, and you don't know it. Suckers can pretend to be pimps long as you keep your ass away from any real pimps. Because I know that there was 100 of you motherfuckers out there. 99 of you motherfuckers are scared to death to sit and kick some game. 984, what's going on with you, brother?
What's going on, bud?
Nothing, man. What's good?
I'm going through part of that right now. You know, with coworkers and shit. You know, everything be cool. You know, we merging. But as soon as I check them all,
bro, you got too much noise in the background. You need to get somewhere cooler and call back in.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's much better. Go ahead.
All right, yeah. Well, what I'm saying is, you know, you talk about these guys that's thugging, you know, being real men, you know, not being able to be checked and around your peers and everything. And I'm experiencing that right now. You know, you got motherfuckers out here that claim that they strong and, you know, they the alpha males. But then as soon as you say something to them, like, hey, man, you fucking up. You might want to tighten up on that. You know, motherfuckers want to kill you. They want to fight you. They don't want to talk to you no more. And you're like, bro, I'm trying to make you better, man.
Well, brother, I tell you that is going on a lot. And what you do is stay away from that fool. You can't
bleed.
You can't bleed blood from a turnip. No matter how hard you squeeze, you only go get turnip juice. So when you have a fool that can't really see where you're coming from, the best thing is let him keep on seeing what he sees. And you don't waste your time, and you tell him, my bad, man. You know, be gone. That's how you handle it, bro.
Right. Right.
What'd you say?
Right.
All right.
Yeah, man, but yeah, man, to get on, you know, the way motherfuckers dress, you know, dressing thuggish and shit, you know, it's like, you know, they dress that way to give off this alpha appearance, but what they don't know is that what they're giving off.
Bro, I don't necessarily. You said an imprisoned bitch. Is that what you said?
No, I said the prison bitch, like going, you know, like being in jail, being locked up, you know.
Well, I mean, shit, bro. That's not really how they look. They are looking exactly like the police want them to look, so they can be the police without asking no trouble. I mean, without getting in no trouble, which can end up in prison. So I would imagine I have to agree with what you're saying, thinking of it like that. But I don't really think that they just, you know, look or choosing to look like that. I do think they choosing to look alpha-ish, but they don't look alpha-ish. They look scary.
Yeah, now, you know, it's like,
they don't look scary to me. They look like they're scary. They look
like
they're scared. They look like they're hiding.
You know. Yeah.
All right, man. I don't want to, you know, get too deep into that because I don't want these motherfuckers calling me about that. But thanks, that was some good shit. Hey, listen, I'm saying 100% of you motherfuckers, I believe, would be willing to sit at a session with niggas like me, curious as fuck, so you're gonna ask questions. And we're going to be looking at you strange. Because that's not kicking game, and we're here to kick it. Because all of you feel it's okay to be a sucker. It's okay to ask the question. And then when you ask the question, it don't tell nothing but that you're a fool. And when you realize that that's how people are looking at you, you get offended. Because when you kick game, you talk about what you got going on in your field or in your life, and then you provide scenarios to kick it about. You could be a fucking painter. A real pimp would risk being the butt of any joke another motherfucking pimp made if it's gonna lace him with some more game. 100% of you, 100% of you would ask your fucking question, and when you got the answer, instead of trying to see the sense in it, you ain't gonna even try to see no game. You just gonna respond by asking another question. I'm saying all of you guys know this about you. That's why you don't ever want to get in a real conversation. That's why you don't have real conversations with broads. That's why you're a real big pretending motherfucker that has faked your own self out, got you going to sleep thinking you're going to wake up Superman. I'm just saying, asking questions is not going to make you any sharper than you already ain't. I'm just saying. You can't try to make your weak knowledge make sense by asking a better question. No, your question's already been asked the first time. And it's been answered. So on a scale of 1 to 10, your motherfucking ass is at 1/2. And I know you think I ain't being fair, or I ain't being fair to some of you. And some of you I'm not being fair to. But that's what you get for hanging around punks. That's what you get for hanging around suckers. You or no other person can reinvent the goddamn wheel. The only thing you can do is dress that motherfucker up to suit you. My point is, I mean, shit, the road to being a motherfucker is there with many avenues to take. You could be a pimp. You could be a hustler. You could be a contractor. You can be anything. Some of the motherfucking roads are detours for whatever you're doing. And a gang of them motherfuckers are expressways. But you ain't never gonna know none of them motherfuckers if you don't get out to find out shit where they fucking at. But you can't do that if you're a scary motherfucker and afraid of what you represent. Because I think that's why those dudes wear those fucking hoods and shit. They be scared of what they represent, so they want to look uniform. I'm just saying, man. Listen and learn. Niggas do have a right to hate on whatever the fuck they want to hate on. But you young motherfuckers need to understand, when you post pictures on social media, you know, of yourself, you need to see, man. You need to see it through other people's eyes. Not other people, but, I mean, you don't really look like no pimp when you're talking that pimp shit with your shirt off, you know, laying around doing whatever you're doing. I just don't know why you guys do that type of stuff. Most fools never feel, you know, they look at those pictures, they don't feel any type of threat looking at your photos. Because you don't look like no pimp nigga. They just thank you on that front. What I'm saying is, if the motherfucker seen a pimp, you know, or any resemblance of a pimp, the motherfucker seen a popcorn pimp, you know, the moment, the fucking moment you would see a nigga like me or a gorgeous Drake or Tay or any other real niggas, all your hate will come out as soon as you seen that picture. Why? Because nigga gorgeous Drake always looked pimpish. Well, not now because he ain't pimp, but I'm talking about when you see a picture of him during the pimp days, you hate his fucking guts. Nigga look like a fly pimpin'. Suckers can't stand it. They just can't. No matter. Fuck it. It is a photo. But the motherfucker looking at it could tell it ain't staged. They could tell whatever he doing, he really was doing it. See, you niggas stage shit and think people think you lie. Motherfucker, I'm just saying, man, I see so many people doing the YouTube stuff. And I see someone taking my shit. I don't care. Okay, nigga, they couldn't possibly drop as much game as I drop. They just lead you to me. That's all they do, is lead you to me. Shit. This shit is not staged when you genuine. The pimp in you ain't gonna let you stage nothing. Don't get mad at this shit. Don't get mad at me for telling you this shit. Learn from this shit. Learn that you're being judged. I don't give a fuck if you got a hood on or not. You want people to see you. Take the fucking hood off. Shave your fucking face. Comb your goddamn hair, put on some fucking clothes, then open your mouth and talk and quit looking down. Anyone who looks at your motherfucking ass will see it. And whether they love it or hate it, your job is done as long as they see it. You gotta understand, if you represent pimping, as I once did, you can't claim something you don't represent, is all I'm trying to say. None of you motherfuckers could have mistaken me for a fucking rapper, or Dre for a fucking rapper, or Shante for a fucking rapper, or businessman, or anything except a successful fucking pimp nigga. not successful in money, although they did have money, but successful at representing something they claimed or reclaimed to love. This fucking game. And I know some of you motherfuckers would like to see me and slap the shit out of me. Slap the dog shit out of me for all the shit I talk. So fucking what? What I know that you don't know is a shit-talking motherfucker has an up on all who listen. Now, do not get mad at me for having something to say that you want to hear. Simply accept that's what you must endure to get the message from the shit that the shit-talking motherfucker talk. I'm saying if you're trying to get game, you're going to have to suffer getting roasted at the motherfucking table. Motherfucker. Especially when the shit-talking motherfucker you know won't get it nowhere else. Because they be wanting to talk shit. Not to itself. But the question is, do you fucking want it? That's the question. Do you motherfucking want it? I've said it before, and I'll say it 100 more times. I have packed my jewelry away. I've packed my gems away. And very rarely, I'm telling you, do I wear any of it. I don't wear none of this shit. And if I'm not mistaken, in the past 5 years, I might have worn 3 times. But one of the reasons I don't wear that shit is because of the shit I'm telling you, the way I'm feeling, and how come I'm talking the shit I talk. It's because it makes me wish I was still stomping the pavement. That's what this feeling does. And I hate to think like that. I just hate it. But the other, the more important reason, is that I'm a gem my goddamn self. And anybody know when you wear a solitary, let's say you got on a 5-carat solitary rod, come on, some other arrangement with the stone is going to fuck the look up. I mean, if you want your piece to, you know, look fly, this got to be in the solitary shot. Now, you might could have some black in background that's going to really gloss. But I ain't fucking my look up. I'm not. That's why I don't wear jewelry. I ain't fucking my look up for no fucking jewelry. I am the essence. Listen to me. I am the essence of what's fly. I'm gone, y'all. I love this shit.